From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain's High Court dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit, by ruling Thursday the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision say they will appeal. Conservative politician Ian Duncan-Smith says some leaders have not reconciled with the idea of leaving the EU.
The truth is, there is a bunch of people who are desperately hoping that what they can persuade Parliament to do is to have this vote and then to actually overturn the decision that the British people made. And they're going to go on and on and on about this. This is just another device.
Prime Minister Theresa May has said she will trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty in March to begin the process of disengagement and start negotiations to end Britain's membership in the European Union. Survivors tell the United Nations that more than 200 migrants have drowned in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Federico Fossi is a UN spokesman.
The first one incident took place 25 nautical miles off the Libyan coast. The floor of the dinghy broke, the boat capsized, and people waited for the rescues for several hours into the sea.
Survivors who arrived in Italy on Thursday said their boat, which had been carrying more than 100 people, had left Libya before dawn and capsized a few hours later. Most of the people on board the vessels are believed to have been sub-Saharan or West African. Iraqi troops moved cautiously Thursday through a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul. The soldiers were wary of booby traps as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants. Residents are streaming out of Mosul, some carrying white flags, others flashing victory signs. This is VOA News. Afghan authorities said Thursday at least 30 civilians, including many children, were among those killed in fighting between government forces and the Taliban in Kunduz province. The U.S. military confirmed two of its soldiers were killed in the fighting and two wounded. U.S. President Barack Obama is proving to be one of Democrat Hillary Clinton's most vocal supporters. Thursday, he mocked Republican Donald Trump as uniquely unqualified to be president.
5 more days to decide the future of this country that we love. Now, the good news is you don't have to wait until Election Day to vote.
Early voting, in fact, has begun and had begun some time ago. Meanwhile, Trump is accusing Clinton of engaging in what he called a criminal enterprise for her handling of national security material in her emails during her 4-year tenure as Secretary of State.
If she were to win, it would create unprecedented constitutional crisis.
Two major opinion polls show Clinton still ahead of Trump among likely voters. The New York Times CBS News poll gives her a 45-42% lead. The Washington Post ABC News tracking poll gives her a 47-45 lead. Kenya's United Nations ambassador said Thursday the Kenyan general who was in charge of peacekeepers in South Sudan during a violent episode in July has been made a scapegoat for UN peacekeeper failures. Margaret Bashir takes a look.
Ambassador Macharia Kamau told reporters that an internal UN investigation into events during the July 8 to 11 fighting, which led to some 300 deaths, was conducted with a preordained outcome in mind.
It's shameful, unfair, and an exercise in scapegoating.
He said there is plenty of blame to go around from headquarters all the way down to the field commanders. He added that it was difficult to believe that the Kenyan general, who had only arrived to the mission 3 weeks before, should be the only person to bear responsibility for failures to protect civilians. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
The U.S. Department of Education has fined Penn State University in Pennsylvania a record $2.4 million for violating a law that requires colleges and universities to report campus crimes and issue safety warnings about them. The announcement Thursday comes after a 5-year federal investigation into how Penn State officials handled complaints about former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. He was convicted of sexually abusing 10 young boys and accused in more than a dozen other cases. If upheld, the total fine would be the largest single fine since a federal law, which requires the reporting, was enacted more than 25 years ago. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.